talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, April the 17th, 2026. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. We got a phone call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, you know, a good way to get rid of the income tax would be to have consumption tax.
Sales tax.
If you buy a $3 million home, you pay a percentage, same percentage that the guy that buys a $200,000 home. If your gas, if you got a 12,000-foot square mansion and you spend, I don't know, a few thousand dollars on your gas bill a month, you pay the same consumption tax that a person with a $2,000 home will pay on their gas bill. And no breaks for however much you pay. No, consumption tax. If you've got three or four homes and you're heating all three or four homes, you know, and electricity goes into those homes, you pay consumption tax.
What?
Well, if you want the big expensive home, you can have it, but you're going to pay the consumption tax on it.
Well, I agree.
But
yeah.
The rich people wouldn't be in favor of that.
Well, I think people in general don't want to pay taxes. I mean, that's reasonable. I mean, you got to pay taxes to somebody. I mean, you know, you got to fund things.
You can't get rid of taxes.
Yeah.
There's got to be some taxes because we got to support everything.
But yeah, generally, I agree with you. I mean, I'd be all right with consumption. I'd be all right with raising sales tax for basically the same reason. It's just like a consumption tax. The more you buy, the more you pay in taxes.
Right. The guy that buys a $50,000 car, he pays the same rate as a guy that buys a, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 or $500,000 car. You can have the $500,000 car, but you're going to pay the consumption tax for it. You know, that, you know, right now they don't like it because, you know, sometimes the poor people get an exemption or whatever, but if everybody was paying the consumption tax, it would, you know, it would solve a lot of problems. The people that want to live extravagant, if you got the money, I don't blame you to want to live extravagant, but if you're going to live extravagant, you're going to pay it.
I just think it makes more sense to tax, like, corporate profits and, like stocks, because, you know, stocks are, like, go hand in hand with corporate profits.
For, you know, rich people do not pay taxes.
Because most of their stuff's
Donald
in the
Trump has,
stock market.
For years, he's paid no taxes. You know, and that's not fair. They use loopholes and stuff like that to get out of paying taxes. And if he didn't have loopholes to get out of it, if he had to pay consumption taxes, how much do you think it costs to heat Mar-a-Lago every year? If he had to pay those consumption taxes,
I do believe Mar-a-Lago is labeled as like a tax-free place because he buried like one of his wives there or something. So like
the whole place is
now like tax-free because it's like a cemetery. That's how you play the game.
Yeah, but that's how you get around the loopholes.
Well, you know.
Well, it's also some type of country club or something like that.
Yeah.
If you own a country club, you pay consumption taxes on everything that Country Club Beiser, you know, the members that are there, you get so much per member, you pay consumption tax on that. And that would eliminate a lot of, but if we did that, then Republicans would always fight for, you know, less consumption. You know, the poor people pay the consumption tax. The rich people wouldn't have to pay it. That's what the Republican Party would fight for.
Well, it's an interesting talking point.
By the way, I wanted to make sure I was right. And it's not Mar-a-Lago. It's Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. But yes, his wife is buried there, and, yeah.
So, if you own a home, and you die, and your kids, it goes to your kids, and you bury your husband, you know, your parents get buried there on your property, then there's no taxes on it.
All right, again, looking further into it, apparently he can't claim all of it as the cemetery, only a certain portion of it, but apparently in the past he has also designated parts of it as farmland for tax write-offs.
Yeah, you know, one way or another, they're going to, you know, get a loophole. But public cemeteries, I can see. Private cemeteries should pay the taxes. That would eliminate you burying your loved one on there and getting
But you don't need to worry about taxes if you're that pizza driver making $5 a tip.
I think we should get rid of cemeteries. Honestly.
If we would just tax the pizza drivers, we could do away with the deficit.
$25,000 a pizza driver, think about it.
You think it'd be possible to do away with cemeteries?
No. Where are we going to bury the people?
Cremate them?
Everybody gets cremated.
Yep.
No, I don't like the idea of cremation.
Well, all I'm saying is, you know, people are never going to not die, and land is only, you only got a certain amount of land. I don't think
we haven't run out yet.
Well, I don't think you should keep taking up land. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like such a, I mean, not to be rude to the dead people, I guess, but it seems like a bit of a waste of space to bury people.
No. People like to go.
You can just.
What do you want to do? Tear down the Harding Memorial?
Well, it's already there. Now, I'm not saying, leave the cemeteries that are already there, but, like...
So you gotta get in now?
Yeah, there's no reason. You can buy a plot now or no buying plot, you know? Once these cemeteries are gone, like your grandfather, once those cemeteries are gone, cemeteries are gone.
The Marion Cemetery has been here for how long and has yet to fill up? They're still selling plots.
Well, good, I guess, but you know, but once those plots run out, then, I mean, don't go buying more land for more cemetery.
Well, the Marion Cemetery also bought land on across the, you know, Mount Vernon Boulevard to start burying people.
Right, but they haven't increased that in 40, 50 years.
Yeah, but it used to be, you know, the old part of Marion Cemetery is pretty much full. Drive around the Marion Cemetery. Especially back here in the back where all the older graves are at. You don't see flowers or anything out for people back there.
Because all their families are dead.
Yeah, everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is not the way to save money.
What?
Getting rid of cemeteries.
That's not about saving money. That's about, like, preserving land.
The majority of land is not cemeteries.
Well, I understand that. But you know, as time goes, more and more land will become cemetery.
I do not like the idea of cremation. I've never liked that idea. I don't want anything to do with any type of cremation. Forget that. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, you might not have a choice there but to be cremated, so you might want to go ahead and get in while it's getting good. Because Matt's right, in a lot of big places, cemeteries are becoming obsolete. And they're actually, I've read stories where entire cemeteries are being moved. They're like 150
plus years. How do you move an entire cemetery?
Listen, if they're 150 or more, like past their expiration date, 150 years, and they consider no family, like they try to put out these, whatever, hey, you've got a deceased loved one in this cemetery, and if no one claims them, then they get moved to like a pauper's field type thing where everybody's documented and just sort of piled on top of each other.
So you're telling me that the Harding's got about 48 years to go, or we're going to have to relocate it?
No, I think the whole memorial, since it's not easily moved, I think that he'll probably get to stay. But no, that in theory, the cemeteries there, not Harding's, but those cemeteries there will be gone in 150 years and developed into houses.
But you know they don't really move the people because they can't find those people. They've been in the ground for so long.
Well, right, but they excavate the land. How's that?
Yeah, but listen, Quarry Street Cemetery is still roped off over there. Nobody has...
It's not roped off. Well, I guess there's a little section that's fenced off.
Well, they roped it off because people were parking on it.
That's what you said.
That's true. I swear. Go the story.
I was saying, people are so tacky, is what I meant.
Well, they didn't know it was a cemetery because nobody was there anymore and everybody knocked over the tombstones. But
the people are cremation, that's where it's at, and no new land is.
Let's go.
New land.
That's good. I did not know this.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think that's good at all.
Oh, this is beautiful news. Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy with
this. Turn me into a tree.
Yep, turn me into a tree, 100%.
Oh, I'm not a tree. But here's the point. See, this is an interesting conversation because I don't think cremation is good. And I think you should be in a cemetery with your family. That way you're not alone.
Oh, God, I don't want to be with them forever. Let somebody else talk about this.
Thank you, bye-bye. No, I think you should be in the cemetery with your family.
No, I think the cemeteries are a big, big waste of space, personally. Now, I understand people like to go and visit their loved ones, but, you could just always have them with you if you cremated them and then had them on the shelf or something, you know? Or you could wear them, you could have them with you all the time, actually. You could put them in like a locket. I've seen lockets that are like ashes, you know?
Oh, see, I don't like that either. I don't want... No. I don't want somebody's stuff.
I mean, if you want to be, like, realistic, I mean, it's just carbon. I mean, it's basically just ash. I mean, I mean, it was a person at one point, but now it's ash. It's like ash. It's like when you burn wood, it's not wood anymore. It's ash.
Just want to be put into the ground.
Put me into the ground.
That's fine.
No, none of that.
I think this cremation thing's all about money, and I think that's horrible. This is not the time in your life to be thrifty.
Saving space.
No. You know, recently I had to fill out some paperwork, and it was very difficult because you have to choose a beneficiary on something. And I'm telling you, that's weird when you actually have to put down that. Go ahead, caller.
You're dead, Scott.
Not yet.
So, I mean, what do you care about if whether you're cremated? You're dead. You're not going to feel it. You're not going to know it. It's just a body.
I agree.
It's a car that your soul rode in until until the end came.
Yeah, but I want to be one of those people who, like, when the car breaks down, they put it up in their yard on those blocks.
Okay.
Cling to it till the end. Cling to it till the end.
You want people to remember you whether we want to remember you or not.
That's right. I want an AI video over top of the tombstone just playing repeat. Just repeats of this program till the end of time.
Well, Naomi's pretty good with them AI things. I mean, I've seen some pictures that... Yeah, I couldn't believe what they were saying.
There we go. It sounds good to me. I'll take it. Don't bury me. Don't cremate me. That's what I need, a good AI. Do not cremate me. I want to be... You got to be with your family. You don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere.
Your family ain't there, buddy.
They are there.
Soul's gone. There's worm food.
No, but they're there. I got to be with people I know.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. No, it's true.
No.
You do. You've got to be with the people you know.
You don't know anybody anymore. You're dead.
Yes, but I could be there. You don't know.
No. See, wherever you are is not there anymore. You see, if you believe in an afterlife, then you're going somewhere else. And if you're going somewhere else, then they'll be there too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were all that good. They might be in a warmer climate than I'm in. Who knows? It all depends. Time will only tell. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, so if you grew up with abuse in your childhood or even in your adulthood, you want to be buried along with the people that abuse you?
No, the family I like.
You only get to pick and choose if you like the person. Then you get to be buried.
No, let me... Listen, this all...
You know the reason why most people get cremated these days?
Why is that?
Because there's a big racket in funerals and burying people. You can't hardly get
racket.
Buried in...
Certainly not like those pizza drivers and their racket.
Do you think a lot of people have $10,000 to cover to bury their loved ones?
I'll leave the money, okay?
You'll lay out the money?
Well, yes, life insurance.
You'll lay out the money for everybody else?
What
do you think everybody has life insurance?
No, wait a second. Wait, we changed here. What? No. What do you mean everybody else? I'm not paying for everybody else.
Well, that's what you said, wasn't it? You'd lay out the money?
No, I'll lay out the money for me.
But you think everybody has life insurance?
No, wait, what are we talking about here?
Afford life insurance. Do you have life insurance right now?
Yes.
You're paying it, or the station's paying it, or Kroger's are paying it?
You pay your life insurance. You might have it through a business, but you pay it.
Yeah, that's a racket, too.
As long as there's money when I croak to bury me, I really don't care what kind of racket it is.
Well, a lot of people don't have life insurance. A lot of families can't afford to spend
$10,000
to bury their people.
Listen, I'm not saying everybody needs to be...
How much does it cost to get your obituary in the paper?
I don't
a
lot, like $250.
That's
the
racket.
We run them here for free, so mark that down.
Well, that's true. That's one nice thing.
Well, boy, one. 12 years, we did one nice thing.
The obituaries after you and Adam are dead, and he can say your name, the old Scott. You know, the worst boss ever, you know.
Boy, will that be the obit? Holy mackerel. He couldn't afford more because he wasn't a pizza driver and didn't get that untaxed tip money.
Well, maybe he could do that part-time and get that big money.
Listen, no, I'm not saying that everybody's got to be buried. If you want to be cremated for financial reasons, that's fine. I'm just saying I don't want to be forced into being cremated any more than you want to be forced into being buried.
I don't know why it matters. Well, I don't like when I'm dead. You know, you would throw me out back and let the like birds eat me.
Nobody's throwing you out back. It's illegal. Now, people who say that, like, set me out with the trash. Okay, try that once and see how many city codes come down on your head. So you better have a plan. Get yourself some life insurance.
No. I'm not the one who needs the plan. Everybody else is the one who needs the plan. I'm dead.
Yeah,
but you
dead,
should pay. Don't leave
matter?
Your family with bills.
Not my problem.
Well, it isn't. You'll end up in some pauper's grave.
You know, a lot of places, especially over in Europe, they have these, I forget what they're called, where they put dead people in these, catacombs or whatever.
Oh, yes, the catacombs in France. Well, a whole bunch of places have catacombs, but France is, like, famous for them.
What is wrong with being buried? I don't understand this.
It's a big waste of space.
I don't care.
A waste of space is a big waste of money.
It's my money. If I want to be buried, that's fine.
But what about the space?
I don't care. If I bought the land, it's mine.
Well, you see, but you're dead. See, look at that. Your ownership's gone. I'll just take it.
They don't just give you the plot. You got to buy that thing.
But then you're dead. You can't. A dead person can't own things. You're dead.
So after 1,000 years, that cemetery's going to Belford to keep mowing the property there. And
they're holding up so far.
But when they run out of plots to sell.
Yeah, but this country's, 250 years old or 200 years old? What is it? 200 years old.
249.
This is more about my aversion to cremation. That's...
Okay, well then don't
get
cremated.
Are you afraid it's going to hurt when they cremate you?
It's not about pain. I just don't like the idea. I don't want to be shipped off to some crematory. I want to be buried.
Think you're going
to
feel any pain when they cremate you.
Well, I don't think I'd feel any pain either, but, you know, I don't need that.
You don't need to be buried.
No, like if somebody kills me, if they need to exhume the body, I want it to be there.
Well, you don't have any ex-wives or anything to kill you like most people.
Hey, listen, you know what? I'll tell you, that's exactly what they do, too. Those ex-wives, you got to be careful.
That's true.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay, from one of our listeners today, my son is cremated, and once I die and am cremated, his ashes will just be with mine. Okay, but I don't know where they'll be. See, how about that?
What?
What if they... Who knows where they could end up? Let's say the person you leave your ashes to dies, and they don't designate what to do with your ashes, and your ashes end up in some garbage truck.
Well, I think you probably... I guess you weren't cared about all that
much. That's right. Go ahead, Colin.
Hey, Scott, the rumor is that they can't solve a murder case in this town with a confession. So, I don't know about exhuming you and everything. And, you know, I don't know how much money you got in your life insurance policy, but what's to say that the person who gets that money to bury you don't just stick a bone in your ass and let the dog take you away and we have a big party with that money?
Hey, this is what I always say. You have got to pick a good executor. That's the advice I always give people. And don't pick a family member, I always say, because
I wouldn't pick Matt, because he's like, you ain't going to know.
Matt wouldn't show up on time. He wouldn't even show up on time. I'd have to pick somebody a little more on that. I mean, he'd miss the whole thing.
That's true.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
That's fine.
You got it. You should never pick a family member. If you ever want some advice on this, don't ever pick a family member because they're too overridden with grief and they don't make the right decisions.
When I die, I want it to be like Game of Thrones. I want everybody fighting for every bit of anything I own.
No, you got to have somebody who's going to.
I need the conflict, the intrigue. It's got to be.
It's got to be somebody with no skin in the game who's going to do what you want done.
You're dead.
But the question was, what if whoever gets the life insurance policy does something you don't want done? That's why you find the person who you know will get it done.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Like a lawyer, somebody
all
who
right.
like has to execute.
I've already bought and paid for Marion Cemetery and Gunder's funeral home. Well, there you go. Bought and paid for. Go ahead, Colin.
Look at that.
Scott, I've got the solution to your problem, your exclusive problem, because it seems like everybody else wants cremated except Jesus did. You need to get a hold of the funeral director now, and you need to put your wishes in writing. I mean, you need to pick your casket out and all of it. Lock those prices in, buddy.
Well, that sounds like a fun afternoon, going coffin shopping.
Listen, this is the only way you're going to know, like Phil said, that we're not out partying like it's 1999. Cause seriously,
what makes you think you guys are still going to be alive when I go? Maybe you guys will go before me.
Sir, I am a 104-year-old vampire on my second family. You didn't know that?
Hey, I'll tell you, you know what? These vampires are popping up all over the TikTok. You got to watch that. And they live in Ohio.
If the QAnon shaman could say the things he said yesterday, I could just let everybody know.
You know what? I might not be around too much longer after asking that guy if he needed a psychiatrist at the end of that interview. He might be out for me.
Okay, so back to your actual death that will happen. You could get a hold of the funeral home and have your life insurance policy go directly to the funeral home, and then the proceeds. The hunt can turn into the Hunger Games, the fight for the Hunger Games.
You know what's interesting?
Every man for himself.
This is the conversation. Okay, now there are two things I want to say here. Recently, I had to put down a beneficiary for the first time on something. And you know what? The paper...
You've never thrown a mirror at anyone, so who are you going to put on?
Exactly. Well, no. I thought this would be simple. Like, when the person gave me the paperwork about, you know, okay, just fill it out and return it to us. Like, it is still... It's all filled out except for that line, the beneficiary line, and it's sitting on my table at home, and there's something about it.
Is it Snyder that owns all the funeral homes in town now? That's Jimmy Beneficiary.
Well, you know what I did think? I thought, what if you leave it to a charity? Because I'm starting to think maybe I should leave it to a charity.
You can do that.
Oh, now, do you just put that, like, because it says, like, first and last name. Do you just put the charity?
Yes, and I would include the charity's information when, you know, do a printout with their name, telephone number, the director, whatever.
But then I thought, what if I put somebody down who would never expect it? How would they get a hold of them if their phone number changes in the time between now and I die? I don't want my money to end up in the lost unclaimed funds.
I will always be accessible. Oh, unclaimed funds. Okay, I know I said I'd be quick. There's unclaimed funds in my father's name. My dad died in 2007, and it's about $9,000. I consider that a sizable amount of money. It's basically so inaccessible that because there's me, my father had I was adopted, but my father had children that were older, and then I would have to contact their children and any children that they might have. I mean, we're like 3 and 4 generations out on this, and everybody has to be contacted, and then everybody would get a piece of $9,000, and by the time you go through all the work, it's not even worth the few $100 that you're going to end up with. So, but yeah, unclaimed funds. Make sure that they don't, your life insurance policy doesn't end up there either.
Because they don't always contact the person. You have to know that the funds are there, and you have to go to them. But
and that's how that money ended up there, because the rest of his estate was settled.
Well, and you know what's also sad? We talk about this $250 to put the obituary in the newspaper.
It's
a lot of
that. That's a cheap one. I mean, that's going to say where you lived, where you died.
Right, but
maybe who you were married to.
Because people don't do that anymore. People don't know that people have died. People who used to take care of insurance policies and things like that don't look at that anymore. So they don't even know the person's dead. A lot of times you have to...
Okay, I'm going to give you the sales pitch for the cremation here. The affordable cremation here in town, they do give you the basic obituary in the newspaper. That's included in the cost to roast you.
Well, this is the other thing that I wanted to say.
That's nice.
Was about 10 years ago, and we brought this question up many times on this show, but years ago we used to take listener questions for the exchange. We'd have one listener question a week. That was just part of the premise of the show. And we got this question, which everybody thinks they have the answer, but it's really just an opinion question. But it was all about this. Years ago, there was a lady who was alive. And if I remember... I know. The dead people don't write us. But the lady who was alive, she was getting on in years. And she had one child. She had a daughter. Now, the daughter... The woman who wrote the letter lived in Ohio. But the daughter had moved, I think, to, like, Washington State with her husband. And her husband was from Washington State. So, the woman in Ohio was making her final resting place. Now, the woman from Ohio was actually from Florida. So, here became the problem. The problem was, she was trying to fit... Well, the woman in Ohio had always planned to be buried with her mother and her father and her sister in Florida, where the family plot was. But the daughter had come to her and said, Mom, if you go to Florida, nobody's going to visit or decorate your graves on the holiday. Why don't you be buried in Washington with my husband's family? Because that's where I'm going to be buried. But I can come see you then. And that was the question. What do you do? Now, that is an interesting question.
My opinion would be get cremated. A little bit of you can go to Florida, and a little bit of you can go to Washington.
We did that, and the woman said, I don't want to be cremated. So then it becomes, that's why it's a problem.
Then you got a custody battle over a corpse.
No, she's making the plans. So where do you go?
If she's making the plans, then she needs to know that after her death, no one's going to be laying wreaths on her grave.
Her daughter will if she goes to Washington, but if she's in Florida, no, but she'll
That's
be with
I mean,
her family.
If she decides to go to Florida and be with her deceased loved ones, her living loved ones will not be able to come visit her and mourn her.
Yeah, it might be a little rude, what good are the deceased loved ones to you if you care? I mean, if someone's going to come...
They're not, Matt.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of them, so you're not... Yeah.
Listen,
them.
There's a whole... the internet has turned this around. There's findagrave.com now. People go and visit people they didn't even know.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, like famous people or well-known people. People will go...
I've visited famous graves before.
There you go.
Not strangers.
If those people were not buried, then you would not be able to do that.
When I went to Arlington Cemetery, when we went to the D.C., I'm pretty sure we saw RFK's grave.
Exactly. And this is what you need.
Arlington is incredible. Arlington is... Okay, so when I went to New Orleans, I went to the... St. Louis Cemetery, number one, there's 5 of them. Those are the Catholic cemeteries, the original cemeteries in New Orleans. And they're all above ground. Because if you dig more than 3 feet into where we were, you're going to get hit water. So they bury everyone above ground. Now, they would have like 3 families per grave. And I don't mean 3 people, I mean families. Because they would put a body in there, and it had to be in there for 101 days, because it had to do with like, ceremonial type stuff, but 101 days, and then when someone else in your family died, they just took a stick and they pushed your body down the back of this. It's a crypt. It's a crypt like we were talking about. It's like 3-level crypt. It's probably about 7 or 8 feet tall, and there was dug. You know, you go down 3 feet to where you hit the water basin, and basically generations of families were jammed down this hole in their Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting conversation because the only grave...
Open it and close it, though.
Well, now listen.
You're talking about families being with each other. We're talking about them literally liquefying with one another.
Well, I've went and visited Ben Franklin's grave that's in Philadelphia, and it's in a weird... You know, it's downtown Philadelphia. It's a tiny little grave that's been closed for years, but it's there because it's Ben Franklin's. I visited Flippo the Clown's grave, which is down in Columbus. I visited Dorothy Fulltime's grave, which is up in Cleveland, just because these were, like, Ohio people. And also, last night, now this is ironic we'd have this conversation today, because this certainly wasn't planned. When I was coming back from the Harding dinner in Waldo, it was just starting to get dark in Marion, and we passed by the Harding Memorial. And there was somebody out there last night at the Harding Memorial with a cameraman. It looked like a rinky-dink type of thing, but they were doing some kind of goofy video there, and I thought, now, I've done videos in front of the Harding Memorial. I'm not saying I haven't. We've done one with the groundhog in front of the Harding Memorial. It's happened, but I, at night like that, in front of the Harding Memorial, and the guy was dancing around out there, I thought, I don't really like that, and then I turned around. Then I turned around, as we're continuing down Delaware Avenue, I happened to glance over, and somebody was parked at the Gypsy Queen's grave. Now, it's dark at this point. Now, you're not even supposed to be in the cemetery at night. So I thought, what a night it was for cemeteries last night in Marion. See, this is, they come to visit you. Somebody was filming President Harding, and somebody was over at the Gypsy Queen.
So you want strangers at your grave, is what you're saying. Well, I went to visit strangers.
It's never too late to make new friends.
Marie Laveau is the gypsy or the voodoo queen. She's buried in that cemetery, and then Nicolas Cage actually has a spot there because it's like there's inches between these graves because literally everyone's dying to get in there. But if you can prove that your family's been there, like you've been buried there, you can still be buried there to this day. So Spears, maybe you should look into that, being buried down there. Maybe you get some connections to the famous cemeteries and. Louisiana.
You never know who's looking for you.
You can get buried with your family down there, and that would be pretty cool. But Nicolas Cage has a spot there because he's like really into this voodoo stuff, but he also has a spot out in California. So he's actually bought two. They tell you this story while you're going through. So he's bought two spots to be his final resting place. So he doesn't know what he's going to do with his own body, if he's going to have, and he doesn't believe in cremation because you have to be Catholic to be there, to be buried there. He doesn't believe in cremation because of desecration of the body or something, I guess. So the joke kind of was, well, half of them be buried in California and half of them be buried in Noah. So, cemeteries.
That's where I want to be, the cemetery.
Hey, go in one where they charge money to get in. That's when you know you've made it.
Hey, thanks. All right, phone lines are open here. Seems to be an interesting topic today. 740-383-9940. The phone's ringing before we even can mention the number. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, even if you're cremated, you can still be buried.
Right, so then why not just be buried?
You know, it's not like some family member has your ashes, and then after they pass away, you never know what happens to the ashes.
Right.
You can still be buried, but it goes towards Matt's problem. Is there's not going to be enough land eventually? Well, if you're cremated, it don't take much land to put you to bury you. You could have 20 people buried in the amount of room it would take to have two buried.
I don't want the tombstones that close to each other.
And I also want to.
How could you mow between them?
Beneficiary. If you need somebody, you know,
I
always try
to do the right
thing. So, if you want to put me down as your beneficiary, you know, just let me know. And
see, I would, but I know you got all that pizza money.
Well, but I can put that pizza money to your life insurance money, and we'll just bury a great... You'll have the biggest marker in that cemetery.
Well, I don't need a big marker. I need a nice place.
Well, you don't want a marker where everybody's stepping on you. You want a marker where people can't step on you, you know?
Well, aren't you going to get stepped on regardless?
Well, you get stepped on all through life. Why change?
There you go. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. From a listener out there, that's why they are starting the Unclaimed Funds Fund to get Naomi's money. Well, there you go. Maybe. Maybe. You never know. We have an Unclaimed Fund starting in Marion City. I don't live in Marion City.
I also do not live in the city.
I've never liked cremation. I don't like the idea of it. There's something about it.
My grandma told me that she doesn't want to be cremated because it makes her feel like, it reminds her of like, and I quote, burning in hell.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Yeah, but I don't know, but you're dead. You're not doing all that. See, wherever your soul's at, you know, that's, I guess that's depends on your life.
So are you going to see her cremated anyway?
Well, it's not my problem. No,
well, you never know.
That's my parents'
issue. You never know. You never know what happened between here and there.
She had 5 kids. I guarantee you it's not me.
Yeah, but does she have it all mapped out who's going to take care of it? Got to get those maps laid out.
I don't know, but that's still not a me problem.
So what if you heard that she was going to be cremated? When you know that's not what she wants, would you step in for grandma when she can't step in anymore?
No.
You're a good grandson.
I can't just say yeah. I'm gonna like no. I don't want. I don't think we should be burying people. I think burying people is a big waste.
But it's
not
your decision.
I mean, it is. Once you're dead, it is in fact my decision.
Listen, we had a horrible experience here at this station with Marge Hazelett. Marge, when her husband died in 2000, I believe it was, she got a big plot in the Marion Cemetery, and he got buried there, and she got a plot next to him. And then, like 16, 17 years passed, and she found out about the mausoleum out on Route 95, and that you could get buried in the mausoleum even if you weren't Catholic. And her cat died, is what really started this whole thing, and she had her cat frozen at the veterinarian's, and she talked to the people at the mausoleum, and she bought a spot at the mausoleum. And she said, you know, I just have a thing about being underground, and when I was a child, I was always fascinated by mausoleums, and I'll have my cat put with me when I'm dead, and this is what'll happen. And she died in 2000, and I didn't know what happened. I wasn't able to go to the funeral, but I knew they were having, you know, the funeral, and come to find out, they buried her. So I think the cat's still in the freezer, and there's an open spot at the mausoleum. So it's horrible. You never know.
Can I just claim an empty spot?
No. But I see, I like the mausoleum. I like that idea.
Why?
I like being above ground. I like being in the wall.
It's still a waste of space.
No, they put you on top of each other there. You know,
yeah,
it's
but,
a,
yeah,
and that mausoleum has been there forever, and it's still not full.
Well, I mean, you could have a skyscraper of a mausoleum.
You can visit people in the winter. I mean, this is the Midwest. You just go in, sit down. There are benches in there. It's very quiet. Very nice. There's a ledge where you can put stuff.
Alternatively, I could just have you on my shelf forever.
But I'll
have you in a locket.
I don't want to be cremated.
Tough luck.
Listen, I think it's nice that you can go see your loved one, put something on the shelf in January in Ohio, and stop by Taco Bell before you go home because it's right next door. I think that's very convenient.
Well, I, you know,
all in the same area. Little Caesars.
I don't know. Once I'm dead, you know, do with me what you will, I guess. Not my problem anymore.
But we always talk about the last wishes. What did the person... And I'll tell you, as soon as they tell you somebody, they're like they're going to yank somebody's plug, first thing, well, what did they want?
What am I going to ask for my last wishes?
Well, I know I don't want anybody near my plug.
World peace.
Go ahead, caller.
Failure instantly.
Yeah, Scott, you wouldn't have to be cremated. We could put you on a grinder and grind you all up.
Listen, I'm not Jimmy Hoffa.
A nice little can or something.
That's what happened to Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah?
I'm not Jimmy Hoffa.
Or you could be buried under a ton of concrete or something like that.
I heard that Jimmy Hoffa went into the meat grinder.
Very well possible. And you could be buried right along with Jimmy Hoffa. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, see, that's when people don't like you. That's what happens.
Well, a lot of people like you would do that, too.
Well, that's not very nice. Thanks.
Yep.
Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We got a little bit of time left. I don't know. It's all interesting to me.
I don't know.
So let's say you're in the Acton household, and they get into an argument, and somebody picks up your ashes and throws them against the wall.
I'm dead. I don't care.
Shatters, and there you are. You get sucked up in a vacuum cleaner and sent out in the garbage.
Good on me.
No, who needs that?
I don't care. I'm dead.
They're not going to pick up a dead body and
throw
it at somebody. Don't
worry. You're not going to hurt my ashes' feelings.
Oh, that's desecrating the dead. Go ahead, caller.
This is my last attempt to get you to get crispified. A lot of these cemeteries are running out of money. Now, I know you want people to come put wreaths on your grave and have a place to mourn. What are you going to do when all the grass is overgrown and your headstone is torn up and the place is in disrepair and the city is or county is...
Where am I being buried in the Bronx?
No. You didn't let me finish the story. The city and the county that you're buried in have now gone financially destitute and there's no one to come mow the grass or any of these other things. It's real. It's happening. Go up to Chapel Heights and look around. Cemeteries aren't being neglected.
My guess is President Harding's grave will always be kept up, and Bob Mason, the founder of radio, is buried pretty close to President Harding's grave. Put me right there between those two.
We can sprinkle your ashes all over the place.
No,
right
put
there.
No, bury me right there between those two guys.
I'll keep some for my mantle to keep on with my vampire life, and you'll live forever.
No, I'm telling you, I want to be buried right there and put an epitaph on my tombstone for all people walking through that says, on the other hand, I should have lived.
What if I just put you in a nice glass jar, and on the glass jar it says, on the other hand, I should have lived?
I am not a science project. I don't want to be eternity in a glass jar.
I'm taking you to the next life sphere with me on my mantle.
See ya!
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. I'm telling you, that's the way to go. Put me right between Bob Mason and President Harding, the man who created newspapers and the man who created radio in Marion. Put me right there.
If there was...
Wonderful.
If there was ever one place I would be buried, it would be Arlington Cemetery, and I do not meet the qualifications. Off the rip, don't meet the qualifications, so just cremate me.
You know, in the Marion Cemetery, I have Madge. Now, there's an interesting story. Madge lived to be 99, the legendary radio personality. Now, her first husband... is there. She's buried in between her first and second husbands, who she outlived.
Well, that's nice.
I think that's very nice.
Buried between her first and second husband.
Yeah, she is. She was a giver that way. That's how it goes.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
Yes, you did. And she's in the old part of the cemetery.
How's that holding up?
It's okay. See? Okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah, for now.
And every so often, there is something...
How long ago did she pass away?
Oh, 2009.
Give it another, 100 years.
No, I'm saying she was 99 then. She'd already outlived everybody. But yet, there's still stuff on her grave every so often.
Give it another 50 years.
I think people, well, that's the way it goes. We'll be back tonight, 8:15 to 10. God only knows what the topic will be. And, by the way, you should check out the news tonight on NBC4. Maybe there'll be some of the Mary Ellen Withrow footage. I don't know. But it will air in full on Sunday morning, 10 to 10:30, on Sunday Briefing with Colleen Marshall on NBC4. We'll take one more phone call, and then we'll be out of here for the day. Go ahead, caller.
There's cement blocks and a rope. And then there's walk the plank.
That's right. Pick one or the other.
Let's go. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. For this day, Matt Morgan, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And she had always seemed disrespectful.